Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 125, verse 2.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 125, verse 2. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. I recently spent 3 months living in a British Columbian community way up north, almost to Alaska. The scenery there seemed postcard perfect. Trees, trees, and more trees. Rivers, streams and waterfalls, and mountains. Snow-capped peaks surrounded the town. No matter which direction I looked, I saw mountains standing like sentries around me. The writer of today's Bible verse described a similar scene using the word surround twice. Anytime the same word is mentioned in Scripture more than once in quick succession, it's a heads up to pause and look closely at the meaning and context, because it's communicating something of vital importance. An online dictionary defines the word surround as to enclose on all sides. It means to encompass, encircle, envelop, and to form a circle about. That definition describes the topography around Jerusalem. The city is located in the middle of a low mountain range and is literally encircled or enclosed on every side by 7 peaks higher in elevation than the city itself. The psalmist compared the mountains around Jerusalem to God's presence surrounding his people. According to the preceding verse, his people are those who trust in the Lord. We become God's people when we place our faith in Jesus alone for salvation, not in just doing good deeds or being a good person. We agree with Scripture that Jesus is the only way to God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we trust Him alone for the forgiveness of our sin. But that's just the beginning of trusting Him. Our faith journey gives us opportunities to trust God for wisdom when we face difficult situations. We trust Him to guide us when we face major decisions. We trust Him to give us the strength we need for our daily tasks. We trust Him to do the impossible when we face impossible situations. God's beautiful and majestic presence surrounds those who trust in him. The Israelites discovered this firsthand when he delivered them from slavery in Egypt. Deuteronomy 32:7 describes their experience in these words. He found them in a desert land, in an empty, howling wasteland. He surrounded them and watched over them. He guarded them as he would guard his own eyes. This reassurance of God's presence is his gift to us, especially when life gets hard and we feel like we're in an empty, howling wasteland. The psalmist described our common human experience bang on when he wrote, "For troubles surround me, too many to count. My sins pile up so high I can't see my way out. They outnumber the hairs on my head. I have lost all courage." That's from Psalm 40, verse 12. Oh, how easily our courage fades when troubles surround us, when it seems like new problems or challenges face us no matter which way we turn. Criticism comes at us from one direction, uncertainty from another, betrayal, shame, illness, loss, disappointment, they're all there, and they all bring fear, despair, and hopelessness. God knows exactly how we feel, and that's why he brings hope, like the hope we find in today's Bible verse. That's why he gives us reminders and visual images to help us remember the truth and walk in it. The truth is this: God's presence surrounds us. That knowledge offers strength and hope in place of fear and discouragement and that feeling of being overwhelmed by the hard and the hurtful. "You go before me and follow me," says Psalm 139:5. "You place your hand of blessing on my head." God is with us, going before us and behind us and surrounding us when we trust in him. What an amazing truth. And here's another truth on which to meditate. Because God's presence surrounds us, troubles cannot touch us unless he gives them access. And if he allows them into our lives, my friend, we can rest assured he never intends for them to destroy us. Nothing can defeat us when God's beautiful and majestic presence surrounds us. A few moments ago, we looked at the verse preceding today's Bible verse and learned that God's people are those who trust in him. In its entirety, Psalm 125:1 says this: "Those who trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever." No matter what troubles we face, their power over us cannot destroy us. We will rise above because God said so. As if to erase any shadow of doubt, he gave us a promise found in Psalm 32:7. "For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory." Songs of victory surround us. Songs of triumph envelop us. Songs of battles won encircle us because God surrounds his people with his beautiful and majestic presence. Walk in this truth. Live from this truth. Doing so changes everything. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for surrounding us with your beautiful and majestic presence. When troubles come our way, remind us that you are before and behind us and all around us, encircling us with songs of victory. Help us to hide in you, to find our refuge in you alone. Help us face the hard and the hurtful from a place of courage made possible because of your great, unfailing love and presence in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.